All right, so let's talk about sending emails to college coaches. If you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lohr. I'm a former college quarterback. I played at the NAIA level, played at the JUCO level. I was recruited all the way up to D1 FBS, and now I run Near First Scholarship, where we help families get college football scholarships. And today, I'm going to be talking about email. It's going to be unedited, just some of my thoughts, some of the things, some of the lessons that I've learned about email, so that way you can apply to your recruiting and get much better results. So first off, let's talk about email as an opportunity, because most people will tell you don't waste your time with email. They'll say coaches don't look at their email. They're not recruiting off of email. It doesn't work. It's a waste of time. I'm sure you've heard all of these things, or maybe you will in the future and you'll start to doubt it. But the truth is it does work. And again, this is unedited, so I don't have pictures in here, but I've sent for our families over the past 7 months 66,000 plus emails. We've been able to generate 300 plus total replies from college coaches. So safe to say it works. And that isn't just low-level coaches. We're talking D1 coaches, D1 FBS coaches. We're talking Notre Dame, USC, UCLA. These coaches are responding, reading our emails. Whether they respond on email, again, I'm talking 300 total replies on email directly. This isn't counting people that DM'd on Twitter. This isn't counting the coaches that follow them on Twitter. I'm talking just from email alone, we generated 300 plus. And this wasn't for 1,000 families. This was for, so far, about 60 families that we sent emails for. So it's pretty easy to see how that's completely changed people's recruiting. And just from email alone, this isn't talking about Twitter posts or Twitter DMs. So I say that all to just prove to you that email does work. And it works at the college football level. And so that's just what I want to start off with. So that way you know, hey, this stuff does work. So how does it work? Why does it work? Why do I think it's actually so good? And why am I? I'm focusing on email now more than ever, because I think it's just such a great opportunity. Because it's almost a pendulum swing where it feels like a lot of people are focusing more on Twitter, which is totally fine. I think Twitter is probably the best place that you could be. If anybody asks me, like, where should I start? I always say Twitter and Twitter DMs, because it's just so easy. And you just see a much quicker return on your time, and it gives you more confidence. Like, once you get that first Twitter reply, I'm sure if some of you guys were going through the recruiting process, you guys can all remember that first Twitter reply. It felt like a big moment. I know it felt for me like that first realization of like, oh shoot, I found something that works, and now I can just do this and keep on getting results. And then like you get that second, that third, that fourth, and you're like, dude, this works. This so works. And it just is a satisfying feeling. And you don't, like, email isn't necessarily like you're probably not going to send your first email and get a response back right away. So it's just a little different game. It feels a little different because you're not getting follows. It's just a much different environment. But the thing is, again, that some of the issues with Twitter is Twitter posts, you're relying on the algorithm solely. You know, if it doesn't get pushed to coaches, it doesn't get pushed to coaches. You can tag them, but they might not see that. They have plenty of notifications. Plus, in Twitter DMs, a lot of coaches' DMs are closed. So every coach has an email. All you have to do is keep giving it a shot and make sure to email the right coaches. And so that's what we try to do with email. And so that's why it's such a great opportunity, because we can reach coaches that, whether we're retargeting coaches that we've already reached out on DM, or we're targeting coaches that we weren't able to reach out via DM. And so that really just takes it up a notch and gives us a second opportunity to do this again and generate more and new interest. That's a great opportunity. So some of the things about email, I guess I'll talk about some of the principles. I'm not going to go into the hard tactics here about like what email to send, exactly that. Some of the principles that I've learned, though, is number one is simple emails are best. The simpler the better, because college coaches don't have a lot of time, so you can't send them. I see too often, I've never seen anybody send me over an email that I'm like, oh, that's really simple. Every single time it's a whole essay. They've got this whole explanation of their backstory and everything, and I get it, because I did the same thing too. The ultimate truth is, like, you're not going to sell yourself through text. You're not going to earn a scholarship through text. You're honestly not even going to earn interest through text. You're going to earn interest through your film. You're going to earn your interest through the video that you provide. And so the goal isn't to get the coach to read your email and like you based off of the email. It's cool if they do, but really what's going to happen is you're going to read the email, and as long as it's enough to show them, hey, this kid's worth watching their film, spending another, because you're really just buying yourself time throughout the whole process. You get in their inbox, your subject line buys you probably a few seconds of email reading time. Your first line of your email buys you the second line. Like, you're selling yourself throughout the email. You're selling yourself for more time, so that way you can get more time with the coach. And so eventually your goal is to sell yourself enough to get them to watch the video and buy yourself a few more seconds there. And so then it's up to your video. How good is your video? How good is your highlight video? Are you showing them the right videos that they need to see to be interested in you? And then from there, if they like that enough, maybe they respond, maybe they follow you on Twitter. It's really up to them at that point. And so that is the biggest thing, is you want to make sure it's simple, so that way it's easy to read. And then it really leads me to the second point of, like, the whole goal of email, of DMs, of anytime you reach out to a college coach, is not to get a response. It's not to get a follow. It's not necessarily to get interest. It's to get their eyes on your video. That's all you can do. Because if you're just not talented enough, I think we can all accept that at the end of the day, that we're not talented enough. But as long as we're giving ourselves a fair enough shot by getting coaches' eyes on our video, getting them to watch us and evaluate us, and they feel like we're not a good enough fit, I think we can all handle that at the end of the day. And we're happy with that, because that'll eventually lead us to the right program for us that evaluates us and says, hey, we really like this kid, let's offer him. And so make sure that your goals are not misconstrued. I think that this could apply to life too, but this definitely applies to recruiting, is a lot of people just don't understand the goals of things. Like, for example, at camps, people think the goal is to get offers. In emails and DMs, people think the goal is to, again, get offers and get replies. It's just oftentimes much simpler than that. For emails and reaching out to people, it's to get them to watch your film, watch your video, so that way they can evaluate you and go from there. The third principle is follow-up is king. This applies to everything. You have to follow up. Most of our replies from any email campaign come from the later emails. Usually we're sending 3 or 4. And so if you're sending just one email to a coach, the chances of you getting a reply are so low. I mean, so, so low. Especially if you're talking D1 coaches, you have to follow up with them continuously, because you never know what's going on. I mean, they might not even open your first email. Maybe they do and they get distracted. Maybe they watch your film and they get distracted. Maybe they watch your film and then they just don't feel like replying then. You never know their situation. And so for you to only give yourself one shot for your email to get opened, watched, replied to, that's just unrealistic to the coach, and you're just selling yourself short. And if you really believe in yourself, you're going to follow up until you eventually get an answer from them. It becomes very clear that they don't like you or they do like you. I mean, we've had so many times where the coaches respond on the fourth email and they're like, yeah, dude, we're super interested. Let's set up a phone call sometime. And we're talking D1 schools, New Mexico State, UTEP. Like, this is serious stuff. We just got a response from, like, Virginia the other day on the fourth email. Two Virginia coaches responded. They said, no, hey, we're not interested, but cool. Like, you're not going to get, we didn't get the response in the first, second, and the third email. And so that is a big principle to me, is following up. So just to end it there, we're at about 10 minutes. And install those four, there's 4 principles there. Didn't really have it counted down. But installing those principles in your recruiting, your emails will completely change if you just put that into place. And again, email works. If you do it right, it's going to be a frustrating process if you don't follow the correct path, because it's not just something you can just plug and play and just send a few emails and it's going to get done. It's an entire process, so you have to stay consistent with it. So hopefully this helped. If you got something from this, be sure to subscribe and like. And if you want to get daily insights to your inbox on how to get recruited, then be sure to go to yourfirstscholarship.com. And you can also learn more about how to work with me one-on-one if you're interested in that as well. So, peace.